Hello, my name is Ashan Unruh, and I am here to boast about the work that Christ has done in my life. I was, by God's grace, born and raised in a Christian household. I was constantly being taught biblical truth and scripture from my parents, Sunday school teachers, siblings, school teachers, and friends. My family was always involved in church, and I attended a small Christian elementary school, so I was always surrounded by believers or professing believers. To me, being a Christian seemed to be the normal and easy thing to do, since that was what I was surrounded with. For the most part, I knew the right things to do and say from what I was being taught at home, church, and school. I remember praying the prayer to ask God into my heart at a very young age and trying my best to do what was pleasing to God based on what I was being taught. However, this was all just an attempt to cover up my sinful nature. I knew that the gospel was true, but I was motivated by a fear of hell rather than a love for God and a hatred for my sin. Every attempt to act righteous was done out of selfish ambition and was not pleasing in the sight of God. I acted out of a fear of man, wanting to please my parents and the believers around me and seeking praise from them. I was living a life purely for myself that was driven by my selfish desires. In seventh grade, I left my small private school and began to go to public school. I was no longer in my small Christian bubble where obeying God's word was the normal and praised thing to do. I began to follow the world and desire to fit in with it. I was finding my satisfaction in the things of the world rather than God. 1 John 2:15 says, "If anyone loves the world, the love of Christ is not in him." I was trying to follow God while still holding on to my love for the world. God was only part of my life, and I was not fully living for him. Around the same time, I began attending student ministries and learning so much from the lessons and from my small group leaders. I started to be held accountable for reading God's word, so I began to spend much more time reading my Bible. I began to be convicted for my sinful way of living. I realized that my life was not lining up to what I was being taught and what was in the Bible. Christ began to work in my life during this time. He revealed my helpless nature as a sinner in need of a Savior. God became the ultimate ruler of my life, and I was no longer a slave to sin, but a slave to righteousness. Ephesians 2:1 says, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." Since then, God continues to mature me in my faith and sanctify me. He has blessed me in so many ways by surrounding me with wise teaching and counsel. I'm continually learning how to live for Christ and glorify him in everything I do. I still struggle with sin, but now because of the Holy Spirit, I have a hatred towards the sin in my life and seek to turn away from it. I now desire to find joy in God's promise of eternal life instead of the unsatisfying, worthless pleasures of the world. And I ask God to help me seek to glorify him instead of seeking praise from men. I am so undeserving of salvation, it is only by God's immeasurable grace that I can receive eternal life. I am getting baptized today in obedience to God's word and as an outward profession of what Christ has done in my life.